Here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting in Seattle, with me is Miguel Escobar with the U.S. Soybean Export Council. Miguel, what's your title?
Oh, I'm the Global Director of Animal Utilization.
Well, global is what we were talking about this morning. We heard presentations from a number of different people, pretty much covering the entire world about export opportunities in different and various parts of the world. Tell me about some of the things that we heard today.
Yeah, indeed, we had 11 speakers in representing 8 different countries or regions, and basically we were talking about numbers that they will be using from now on when and making any analysis of the regions, and we heard from all of them what kind of things they are doing in the marketplace just to set up the basics for the future, and a lot of emphasis in what kind of things can be globalized and how we can work with companies that are in that are based in more than one country, because that situation will be critical for the development of the future of the soybean industry from the United States, to work with all of them and realize that the geographical boundaries do not exist anymore.
When we talk about stakeholders here, who are we talking about?
Okay, we're talking about the main two are the FAS, the Foreign Agricultural Services of the USDA, the United Soybean Board, and all the companies that are members of the organization, members of USEC, and that have interest in the animal utilization part of the business. Because we have some other members that have interest in the human side, so they are right now attending the meeting related to human utilization.
So let's take the USB for example here. They're a stakeholder because farmer members pay into a soybean checkoff, and that helps to fund the U.S. Soybean Export Council and the programs that you do and the things that you're doing to try and increase soybean exports, right?
You are correct. And as farmers that belong to the USB, to the United Soybean Board, they have a subcommittee, which is the International Marketing Committee. In the same way, the ASA, the American Soybean Association farmers, represent the Trade Policy and International Affairs Subcommittee. So the two subcommittees are really the people that are receiving the basic information. These are the guys that we want to deliver the message, plus the member companies that want to be involved in the animal utilization business.
So how do you feel about how this this program is shaped up? This is the first time you've done this. How do you feel about how the program shaped up and what people are going to get out of it?
I'm very excited with the results so far. It is the first time, as you are saying, we're breaking the ground for what is going to happen in the future with the animal utilization. Animal utilization is probably 70-75% of the value of the exports that we have. And if we are talking about $24 billion in exports, we're talking about basically $18 billion in animal utilization. So I think that is a sizable market.
I would say so. Okay, well, thank you very much. Here at the the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting in Seattle, I'm Cindy
Zimmerman. Thank you, Cindy. Good job. Appreciate it.